combination of peaks and troughs. So it's been, for everyone, it's been very stressful. Last night in particular was incredibly tense. And this morning, we eventually managed to negotiate our way out of the hotel with the help of the International Red Cross. I mean, all the problems started on Saturday when most of the Gaddafi regime fled. And we thought we were free and clear to start doing our jobs. And then it became quite clear when they sent some armed men back that there was no way we were leaving the hotel. And that realization slowly dawned on us by Monday that we were, in fact, hostages. At this point, I mean, it brought out the best and the worst in everyone in the group. For the most part, the best. Everyone worked really well together. We supported each other. And in the most part, the producer from CNN, I don't think we'd have got out as quickly if it wasn't for her. It's been quite an emotional time, to be honest.
I'm sure. What about food and water, that sort of thing?
Yeah, food, water was a definite problem. By the time we got out, we were probably down to a day's worth of water. None of us have really eaten that much since Saturday. We've been the kitchens were raided by the Gaddafi officials and Gaddafi soldiers that came in, and to the point where we were told to leave the food alone when we tried to take some. So we just grabbed what we could, really, which was mainly bread and cheese and chocolate and things like that.
What was the low point for you, Jude?
The low point was last night. We had sort of a Chinese whisper that there was a large amount of Gaddafi troops who were camped in the woods outside the hotel and maybe even inside the hotel last night. And in the morning, they were going to smash through. And we were all very concerned. We were just crossing our fingers and praying that nothing happened.
And how did you manage to keep your spirits up as a group?
It's a good sense of humour more than anything, I think. Everyone was cracking jokes, doing our best when people were under pressure. Someone would step in and console them.
And what about today? When did you realise that you were going to be free? What happened? Did you get a phone call?
The producer from CNN had begun talking to the lone guard. He was an elderly man who was actually, I think, quite an educated man, and he'd been given orders to guard the hotel and protect us from younger Gaddafi soldiers who wanted to harm us. And eventually they managed to talk him down to relinquishing his weapon. And we actually brought him with us. We promised to take him away, and he's come with us. And there have been tense moments, but he did treat us quite well.
Are you going to stay together as a group tonight?
I think we may try that and do that tonight and agree to meet up. I think we're going to go to log on to Travel Supermarket and put our comments on about the Rixos Hotel. We'll see how it goes from there. I've promised myself I'm going to do lots of things when I get home, which I've never done before. And I'm just happy to be out, to tell you the truth.